Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:15 on this Thursday morning, time to talk to Dr. B, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. How you doing, Dr. B? I hope you're drying out.
Yeah, I'm doing good, Tommy. Did okay over here. No flooding. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for that. So when you're sick or injured, how do you know to choose between a primary care provider, his office, or her office, an urgent care center, emergency room? Dr. B's here from People's Health to help to explain where to get you care. And I guess we should start, Doc, with some definitions about what is a primary care provider.
Yeah, sure. So a primary care provider, or we call ourselves PCPs, is either a physician or it can be a nurse practitioner. And they really practice general medicine. And most PCPs will specialize in either internal medicine, pediatrics, or sometimes family practice. And we typically work in an outpatient or a clinic setting. But what's great is we can establish relationships with our patients and focus on preventative medicine and really kind of forming lifelong healthy habits. And we treat many common conditions, but also some really complex ones as well. And when you do need treatment from a different type of provider, your PCP is going to be the one who can refer you to the appropriate specialist so that they can do the consultation.
Kind of like at the top of the organizational chart to keep control of everything, to understand all the medicine that's involved and everything else, right?
Yeah, captain of the ship is usually what we say. Yeah,
captain's a good way to put it. So when should you visit your primary care provider?
So you absolutely want to go at least once a year, and that's really for your annual wellness visit and also to discuss anything around preventative care, you know, things like flu shots and health screenings that everybody needs. And so at least that one time, those services are really going to support your long-term health. And they might keep you from getting sick later as you get older. And your PCP is also going to manage any long-lasting or chronic health problems that you might have. So things, for example, like diabetes or high blood pressure, you want to then see your PCP more often during the year because they're going to do things like monitor your blood sugar levels, check your blood pressure, and manage your medications and really, like I said, help you with those healthy habits.
And manage medications is important because the medicine you take sometimes can interact with other medicine and cause you more problems, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things we do is medication reconciliation. Make sure you're not on something that conflicts with another medicine.
So when else should you see your primary care physician or provider?
So for your PCP, you want to go to them for things that aren't really severe or life-threatening. So nothing imminently life-threatening is really where you should go see your PCP. But it is the best place to start because we treat many conditions, you know, things most commonly allergies, sinus infections, a lot of colds and flus. But we can also do things like, you know, aches and pains, muscle problems, burns. It really, like I said, if you're not sure where you want to go or where you need to go, you need to call your PCP's office and ask them. And we can usually give you a personalized recommendation based on what symptoms you're having. And if the best place to come is your PCP, then hopefully they'll be able to offer you a same-day or a next-day appointment so they can help you get on the path to wellness.
What are some of the benefits of visiting your PCP?
Well, the best part is that your PCP should have the best understanding of your health. They know you personally. They know your medical history and your family history. And usually they know which treatments have worked for you in the past. So they're not starting from scratch. And primary care visits, one thing to keep in mind, typically cost less than an urgent care or an emergency department visit. So economically, it can actually be more beneficial to see your PCP. And hopefully, you're going to have a shorter wait time, you know, depending on what your primary care physician's schedule is.
So when should you go to an urgent care center?
Yeah, so I hear this a lot. So urgent care centers actually treat a lot of the same illnesses and injuries that your primary care provider does. So when you want to consider urgent care is typically when your PCP isn't available or if you just can't wait for the appointment. Maybe they're booked out for a week or two and you need to see somebody sooner. So one of the other really good times to use urgent care is say you're out of town, if you're traveling, or maybe it's on a weekend or during evening time when you can't access your primary care physician. Most urgent care centers offer extended hours like nights and weekends, and they don't require an appointment either. And the one thing to keep in mind is that not all urgent care centers offer advanced level services, so things like in-house blood work or x-rays. So before you go to a location, you want to call them and check to see what services that it offers. And I tell people this because if somebody falls down and they think they broke an arm, if your urgent care can't do an x-ray, that's not the place to go. You want to actually make sure that they can help you with whatever you need.
That's some good information. We're getting Dr. Brent Wallace, medical director, chief medical officer of People's Health. We're talking about choosing between your primary care provider's office and urgent care center and the ER, the emergency room. We'll talk about that when we come back. When should you go to the emergency department? 8:20, time for traffic, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
8:25, back to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're talking about choosing between a primary care provider. When do you go? When do you go to an urgent care? And now we're talking about emergency departments. When should you go to the emergency department, Doc?
Yeah, so the ER is going to be for complex or critical needs. So that's why we call them emergency rooms. They're for medical emergency. And you don't want to go there if your condition is not serious or life-threatening. And the reason that's important is because ERs always triage the care, meaning that they're going to see the sickest people first. And so if you're not that sick, your wait time could be several hours, and it's definitely going to be more expensive than a primary care or an urgent care visit would be.
What's considered a medical emergency?
So really, it's anything that poses an immediate risk to your life or your long-term health. And so that's going to be things like, you know, difficulty breathing or sudden onset paralysis. You know, chest pain is something we see very common in the ER. Maybe coughing up blood or any sort of excessive bleeding. Really severe or worsening stomach pain and broken bones. You know, really things that are true medical emergencies.
Let's talk about telehealth and when that is a good option.
Yeah, so telehealth, you know, which has really become popular after the pandemic, is a great way to get advice from a provider without having to visit their office. You know, so you just connect using your computer, a tablet, or a smartphone. They're really great for non-urgent healthcare needs, so simple things like allergies, migraines, maybe sinus problems. And it's a virtual visit that can really be good for things like reviewing lab test results or maybe receiving more patient education and just talking about your medication routine. That's what we use them primarily for.
But you can't palpate. How about that? With telehealth, and that's just too... that's where you tap with your fingers or something and examine people? What do you call it? Palpate, is that it?
Palpate, yeah. Well, you can't do a physical exam over a phone.
No.
So if you've got any condition that requires a physical exam, telehealth is not for you. You're really going to need an in-person visit.
If you're not sure what type you need or whatever, how do you just ask, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you know, a lot of times if you call your primary care physician and explain what your symptoms are, they'll either give you an appointment or sometimes they'll offer a virtual visit or a telehealth visit because they may be able to do that visit quicker than getting you into the office. So don't be afraid to ask what's the best route of care that you should try to receive.
That being said, I guess there are some hints to get the most out of your telehealth appointment.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is really important. Telehealth visits are medical visits. They're real medical visits. And so you want to be fully engaged. You want to be in a quiet, private place because you're going to be talking about your health concerns. You want to make sure nobody's overhearing you. You want to make sure that you're focused and actually listening to the physician or the nurse practitioner and sharing what your problems are. And because of that, you need to make sure you've got a good, stable internet connection. You want to use your camera because we need to see you and see if you look healthy or don't look healthy. And make sure that there's enough lighting so that we can actually assess what's going on with you. You know, I've had people try to do telehealth in a car while driving. That's not a way to receive health care. This is, like I said, a real visit. It's a great adjunct to medical care that's widely available now, but you've really got to take it seriously. And don't forget that your primary care physician, like I mentioned, may offer telehealth visits as well, so you can be meeting with the person that actually knows your health care.
Did you say while driving?
Oh, yeah. You would be amazed. While driving in Walgreens, you know, I mean, people will do it anywhere that they have their phones, which is pretty much everywhere now.
Now we're back to the emergency room if you do that while driving.
Be careful.
Very valuable information. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. If you want to find out more about People's Health, one of the only 32 five-star programs in the United States, and certainly the only one in Louisiana. You can go to the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie. It's at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Vets, right next to Party City. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. You can always go to peopleshealth.com, or you can give them a call at 800-978-9765. When we come.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.